This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dan Pilla is going to join us in a few minutes here. I know there's been a lot of conversation around how Joey B is getting ready to set his minions on us. I don't know how true that is. No, sincerely. But when I've talked to him in the past, when I've talked to Dan in the past, when we've gone through truly what's happening here, do we have 87,000, do we truly have 87,000 new agents? Is that really what it works out to be? We'll find out from what he says. Some of what's going on is they're replacing people that are retiring and leaving. Although I don't know why they have to replace anybody. They're fine. Seriously. But, you know, during the break, I get some emails, I get some questions from you guys, if you would. Honestly, I think you guys are trying to understand what's happening here. Truly what's happening. And, you know, some of you don't want to hear it. I get emails from you. When you look at this, what has been happening over the years? We've had a decline in the belief of God, a decline in morality, a decline in going to church. Right? I mean, there's nothing. There's no sense of value morality. You make it up as you go. How does that work out? Right? No, for all intents and purposes, how does that work out? That means that anybody and everybody can have a translation of the Bible. Anybody and everybody can decide what God is, what is it. And I'm not saying that you don't have a right to believe the way you want to believe. But what I am saying is, like, let's talk about Joey Biden and a few others in that world. He claims to be a devout Catholic. Nancy Pelosi claims to be a devout Catholic. Catholics are very, very specific about Scripture and about life. All right, about how God knew you before you were in the womb. I'm not going to get all preachy on you, but we're going to lay it out. God knew you before you were in the womb. So he had a relationship with you. He knew who you were, whether you like it or not. So how does one like Joe Biden talk about what a devout Catholic he is and yet won't adhere to Scripture? Is it a wishy-washy Catholicism? I don't know. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. You know, if my Bible says thou shalt not murder, period, it's you shall not murder. Now, we have kill, we have translated kill, but, I mean, if you do a little study, the word truly means murder. Murder is an intent to take someone's life for no reason. That doesn't mean you can't kill somebody who's trying to kill you, or if you kill somebody while you're defending yourself, that is not murder. Period. But that's why you have to study. You can't just talk. You got to study. Not that hard. I keep saying that, but apparently it is that hard. Seriously. It gets crazier and crazier. Anyway. You know, you can't believe the stuff that's going on around you. Pelosi's another one. She said she didn't care what the bishop thought recently, who said that she shouldn't or he would not give her communion. I mean, communion, if you understand what it is, you shouldn't receive communion if you're living a life of sin. If you're doing things that are against God's word as a practice, as a life practice. So what she said to prove that she doesn't read her own Bible is that she doesn't care what the bishop says or what he believes Scripture says. So all of a sudden now she's an expert in finance, considering they had very little now. She's like a billionaire in Congress. Wonder how that worked out. The hypocrisy, the craziness of these people never stops. Never, ever stops. All right, so this is a story. Let's see if I get to the story, because I've been dying to get to this for a couple days now. It says, I'm a Gen Z, men in my generation, they can't marry anybody anymore, they said. The women out there, they're not. Right? They're not dating. Why should they? Women are too aggressive. Yeah, we can kind of joke about it and say, where were these women when I was in school in the 70s? I think we started all this garbage. But, you know, all across America, marriage and sexuality, relationships, they're on a steady decline. People don't want to do it anymore. You know, for all intents and purposes, they want to hook up for the night and that's it and it's over. Go have a few drinks and forget about the rest. But a new Pew Research study says 63% of men aged 18 to 29 report being single. That means the number of single young men is nearly twice that of a single young woman. When you look at what's going on. There's a large breakdown in social, romantic, sexual. I mean, it's all changed for American men. But you ever think, you wonder why? Why is that? We'll have to pick this up later on. Quite interesting. All right, Dan Pilla joins me after the break. We'll find out what the IRS really is going to do to you when they get kicking here. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070.
800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed first, though, so you don't get yourself in trouble. And I mean, I'm just trying to protect you here, because I know many of you go off half-cocked thinking you have a right to do something you don't have a right to do. Don't want you to end up in jail with penalties and fines and all kinds of tax stuff going on. That's why, again, as I always say, bring on the experts. I don't have a clue. That's why... That's why I bring it on the people. If you listen to me, I guarantee you, the one thing I can guarantee, you will get in trouble. That's all there is to it. That's why I bring Dan Pilla on. He is the tax man. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com, and always a pleasure when I have him on with me. How are you doing tonight, Dan?
I am doing better, Joe. I'm not 100% yet, but I'm turning the corner.
Good. Very good. Glad to hear it. I hope... Without breaking HIPAA laws, I hope you're doing nothing serious and whatever. But you know, we're praying for a quicker recovery. How's that?
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Oh, maybe. All right. So listen, last time you were on, we didn't get around to it, and I'm not willing to do the story alone because I'll screw it up. But there was a story floating around that said that black couples, African American couples or black couples, actually get nailed in taxes worse than white couples do. Do you remember that story?
Well, not only do I remember the story, Joe, but I've written a pretty extensive article on the data that was used to produce that story. I actually read the report. It was a research study that was produced by the Stanford University Conducting the Treasury Department Research. And they looked at audit data for tax year 2018, and they determined from what they analyzed that black Americans, not necessarily couples, but black Americans, black Americans were audited at a rate of about 2.5 to 4.5 times greater than non-black. So not 2% higher, 2.5 to 4.5 times greater than non-black. And when they say non-black, of course, they talk about every other race besides the African-American race. And so this has created quite a stir. And you can imagine that the liberals in Washington and led by Ron White, the Democrat senator, the Democrat chairman and finance committee, have been wringing their hands in horror over this data that suggests this wide disparity in audit targets. And, you know, and the question is, why on earth would the IRS be targeting black Americans at such at any rate greater than non-blacks, never mind 2.5 to 4.5 times greater, a rate any greater. Excuse me, Bill. So this has raised eyebrows, and it's caused consternation. And I read the report, and I got to tell you, Joe, it's more bizarre than you think. And I'll tell you why. As I started on my journey through this 94-page treatise,
my God,
I'm asking myself. And only a tax geek would ask this question. And only a tax geek would know the answer to the question. I would ask myself, how on earth would they ever know that this tax return belongs to a black American versus a white American or Hispanic or Asian American or, you know, blank hyphen American fill in the blank? How would they possibly know? And the reason I was asking myself that question is because there's no information on a tax return anywhere that asks for a taxpayer's racial background or racial information. You can't do it. You pick up a tax return, and I don't care if it's Joe Messina that looks at the return, or the, you know, the most sophisticated auditor on the planet, cannot decipher from the tax return itself whether the filer was black or non-black. Can't know. And this is how the tax geek would realize this, that there is just no, not only is there no information about race that's asked for in the tax return, when the audit process starts, the tax auditor, the examiner that's assigned to the case, never asked for racial information. I sat through a tax audit today. All my clients being audited, small business lady here in town. We sat on the phone with an auditor for about an hour and a half, going through this, going through that, looking at these documents, answering these questions. And this is actually the second meeting that I had with this auditor. First meeting lasted about an hour, asking some very basic, you know, fundamental stuff. What about this? What about that? Tell me about your business. How do you make your money? You know, just the simple questions. Not one question was either directly or indirectly related to to race, ethnic background, any of those things. So the bottom line, I never saw this auditor face to face. We were on telephone. And the auditor's never seen my client face to face. And so this auditor has absolutely no way to know whether my client is white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. No way to know that. And this is the fascinating part of the data. The researchers in the report acknowledge, though, that there is no data whatsoever in a tax return anywhere that suggests racial background. So how could the researchers possibly know that blacks are audited at 2.5 to 4.5 times greater rate? So here's what...
I'm sorry.
No, this is like a Babylon Bee article. I mean, you can't even make this up. And I was reading this, and I'm thinking to myself, this can't be right. These are PhDs in statistical analysis and all these various numerical sciences, right? These are highly educated people.
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, well, how did they know? How could they? Well, they didn't know. They admit that they didn't know. They admit that there's no way to know. They admit that no data whatsoever is ever gathered by the IRS to disclose racial background. So, Joe, they imputed race, and you know how they did it?
Oh, no.
This is serious. I am not making this up. They did it by judging the taxpayer's name. And these are their words, not mine.
Oh, wait a minute. We're going to commercial. You got to hold that because nobody will believe it.
All right.
We'll talk about that more. Let's get aside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, Go Far. A lot more with Dan Pilla when we return.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. says a visit to America by the president of Taiwan should not serve as an opportunity for military muscle flexing by China. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Taiwanese president's visit to the U.S. is not new.
Every Taiwan president has transited the United States. President Tsai Ing-wen herself has transited the U.S. 6 times since taking office in 2016, each time without incident.
His comments come after China warned of retaliation. China responded to former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's August visit to Taiwan by carrying out military exercises around the island. Back in the U.S., Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman plans to return to the Senate the week of April 17th. This comes as the Democrat has been receiving treatment for clinical depression at Walter Reed since mid-February. His return is welcome news for Democrats who hold a slim majority in the chamber. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Some of you who now can see my shirt says, you know, Russia made me do it. I guess they're coming back in style. If you want one of these shirts, let me know. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me bring him on. Dan Pello joins me, as he does from time to time. We talk about some of your tax situations, what's going on with the IRS and the new army they put together, kind of, sort of, but not really. Dan, always a pleasure to have you with me.
It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right, so let's get back to some of this racial profiling that's going on at the IRS, with this article, I should say. But you were talking about how this study on race that basically said that blacks are audited at a much higher rate than whites are, and how they came up with the information is just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, so I was talking about the fact that there's no way to impute, to infer race or to learn race based on the tax return documents, and the researchers acknowledged that the tax return documents themselves don't have any racial information, and they acknowledge that the IRS never asks for racial information, so they had to impute it. And the way they imputed it, Joe, and I had to read this three or four times because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. As I said, it was like a Babylon Bee article. And what they did is they imputed race based on the name of the taxpayer and the geographic location of the taxpayer's residence.
Wow.
So the researchers explained, these are their words, not mine, if the taxpayer had a black-sounding name and lived in a predominantly black area of town, then they inferred that that person was black, and that's how they built their data, Joe, based on assuming a person's racial makeup by their name. Now, how bizarre is that?
I got nothing, man. I mean, seriously, can you imagine if one of us did that in any other situation and it wasn't the IRS or it wasn't a government agency like that? It just would be just be amazing. But in fact, they don't, though, correct?
No, they actually do not. And this is what's so amazing about the IRS. They are an equal opportunity oppressor. It doesn't make any difference what your racial background is, what your cultural background is, what your educational background is. They don't care if you're a first generation, second, third, fourth generation American. They don't care if you're a new immigrant. It makes no difference. they pull your name out of that hat and you are a target. It's as simple as that. Now, this is what is so amazing about the audit selection process that the researchers never mention in their report. I don't imagine the Stanford researchers know anything about this. The IRS, the Treasury Department researchers should know. That doesn't mean they do. But the fact of the matter is over two-thirds of every tax return selected for audit is selected through a very sophisticated computer program known as a discriminant income function system. And what that program does is it compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession. If any line of your return is out of sync with the averages, the difference is scored. It's called a DIF score. And the higher the score, the greater the likelihood that you will be audited. And the reason for that is because the higher the score, the further away from the averages your entries are on your tax return. And therefore, the presumption is the farther away from the averages you are, the more likely it is that your entries are wrong. And so if that's how the IRS prioritizes, for the most part, and there are exceptions to this, but about two-thirds of every return selected is selected through this randomization of analyzing the numbers on the tax return that have nothing whatsoever and can have nothing whatsoever to do with race. And yet here they are looking for this racial boogeyman in a series of absolutely innocuous numbers. It's astonishing to me.
I'm amazed that they get away with it. I mean, seriously, I'm putting it out there. You know, the CPA, you know, when you go to your tax person, for instance, right? I've had mine say in the past, years gone by, hey, this number's kind of high, you know, for the income. How do you want to deal with that? Do you want to wait, or do you want to just knock it down and just eat the extra tax? And, you know, that happens from time to time. Maybe you spend more, but you have no way to explain that on your tax form, do you?
No, you don't. And as a matter of fact, that's very common advice that CPAs give to people all the time. But it's bad advice. And the reason it's bad advice is because just simply because your number happens to, quote unquote, look high compared to what? The problem, Joe, is we don't get the DIF scores. The IRS doesn't release them. All right, so we don't know what the averages are. We just know that they use averages to measure this stuff. But, you know, something can seem high to an educated person. CPA that's been doing tax returns for 25 years can look at a number and say, yeah, that seems a little high. That seems a little out of whack. But the fact is, if you have the proof to support the expense, I don't care how high the number is. It makes no difference. If you can prove it, you can prove it. And this is, you know, I've made this point 1,000 times in discussions about tax audits. It doesn't make any difference what the averages are. The averages are a composite of the low and high. They've got nothing to do with your specific number. Your number is based on your facts and circumstances. And as long as you can prove your number, you're golden. Forget about the averages.
Yeah, but most people are afraid to get that notice that says, come on in and show me that you really spent this much on food. And
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, I told you in the first segment here that I was working with a lady, small business owner, going through an audit. We went through one of the sessions today. And you know, when we started this process, I sat down with my client, went through her tax return, looked at her Schedule C, her business form, and looked at these numbers and looked at those numbers. And I thought, well, that number looks a little high. Do you have proof? Yeah, I got proof. She had all her proof, Joe, so I don't care if the numbers are high or low or medium. It didn't matter. We got the proof.
Well, we've talked about this in the past where I told you, I've actually talked to people, had them on the show, where the IRS agent or the person looking at the tax return at the IRS was like, well, wait a minute, that seems to be awful high for this piece of equipment, or you know what I'm saying? I mean, questioning how much they paid for something. Are they really entitled to do that?
Well, they do it. They don't have a legal, you know, they don't have a legal right to do it. When you're claiming a deduction for a business, you have to meet three criteria. Number one, the expense has to be ordinary and necessary. So it's got to be something that's required for that particular business. Right? What's ordinary in one business might not be ordinary in another. So that's a case-by-case study. Number two, excuse me, Joe. Number two, is you actually have to be in business to make a profit, right? You can't claim a deduction for personal items, pleasure, recreation, enjoyment, that kind of thing. It's got to be a business expense. And then number three, it has to be reasonable. Well, again, the question of what's reasonable is determined on a case-by-case basis as well. What's reasonable for your business might not be reasonable for mine. And so when they say, well, you know, you seem to spend a lot of money on your car, Joe. Well, in my client's case, for example, just bring it back to what I was working with today. This lady is a realtor, and she hustles clients around all the time in her car. So she needs a big car that's spacious, and it should be a, you know, a higher-end, comfortable car because she's hustling these people around all the time, going from showing to showing to showing to show off these houses. And so she's a high-end realtor dealing in a high-end area town, and so she's going to have a higher-end automobile. And so the fact that she had a Mercedes, you know, I didn't flinch. And the agent said today, well, you've got a Mercedes. And I said, well, so what? She's got a Mercedes. She's got a Mercedes because the circumstances of the business dictate that she has a high-end automobile. It's ordinary and necessary for her business.
Wow. That's really interesting because I hear many, many stories about people being questioned exactly to that, about the vehicle they have or that kind of thing. So, so you can push back on that. You can win.
Yeah, absolutely. As a business owner, you get to decide what's ordinary and necessary for your business, and reasonableness is a facts and circumstances test. You know, if your job, Joel, is to sit in your house every day and do remote computer programming for companies all over the country, and you can work in your socks and your underwear, which is very common these days, as we both know. In fact, you might be in your socks and underwear right now, and we would never even know it. But if you can work in your socks and underwear, you don't need a high-end car.
No, I just need a extra case of socks and underwear. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy.
And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Let me bring him back on. Dan Pilla joins me. He does pretty much every other week. We talk about your tax issues, tax problems. Right now we're talking about a study on race that was done to show that black folks get audited at a higher rate than whites. And if you've been listening, it makes none of this makes any sense whatsoever. And, Dan, again, why did they do this study? What was the reason behind it?
Yeah, that's what I asked, too, Joe. What the heck? I mean, why would you go chasing a ghost here when all they're doing is crunching numbers that have no name or face? Well, they got a name, but no face or racial identity. The numbers, here's what happened. And you might remember this, that back the first week that Biden took office, the very first week, within the first couple of days of his taking the oath, he signed an executive order that required every single agency of the federal government to do a deep analysis of its systems to figure out where, not if, but where the systemic racism lies within their agency to identify it and root it out. So everybody had to find some racial disparities that were going on within their agency, and this is what the IRS did. Their computers are racist. Their computers are doing racist analysis based on the numbers. And so now they're going to spend tens of millions of dollars and God knows how many hours of manpower that they don't have, by the way. The time and energy they don't have to reprogram computers to somehow make these computers non-racist.
My God, I don't even know where to go with that. You know what I'm saying? The mere fact that they're guessing somebody's name and where they live to show whether they're black or not.
I'm telling you, it's like a Babylon Bee article. You can't even make it up. It's so bizarre.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, you and I have talked plenty of times on how the IRS is just overloaded right now. You know, some people are worried that it looks like these 87,000 agents are going to be hired or something's going to happen with them. But there was a question earlier from somebody in the chat room who said, look, I filed my taxes last month. They've yet to take the taxes owed from my bank account. Should I be worried?
Well, it normally takes the IRS a couple of months to take money out of a bank account. If you're filing the tax return, you don't have a designation on the return for them to take money out of the account. You need to take affirmative steps to go onto the IRS's website, the direct pay system on their website, to affirmatively make the payment. That's what you should be doing. You know, the IRS does a lot of, messes up a lot of things, Joe, but I got to tell you, that direct pay system that's on their website really works quite well.
Okay.
And you can pay current taxes, you can pay estimated taxes, you can pay taxes based on a notice or an installment agreement. There's any number of things. It's a drop-down menu as to what year is in question and what type of payment you want to make. And then you do it just like a debit card. You put in your bank account number and you put in your routing number. And there's security stuff. You got to jump through hoops to get the security done correctly, but it's not difficult to do. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. As far as the technology is concerned, anyway, and then you make the payment right online, and that's the best way to do it.
Right, and I don't know if that's exactly what he did, but he said he did it all electronically. So I would imagine now our CPA doesn't. Well, maybe they do that. I don't know, but all that information is sitting on our tax return. So when they submit them electronically, it seems like it comes out fairly quickly. You know?
Well, that's true because what happens when you pay online, at least. And I'll make a payment, you know, in the next 2 weeks here with my extension. I file an extension, and you make a payment with the extension, and I go online to do that. And it's, you get an instantaneous confirmation that the money has come out of your bank account.
Yeah, and that gives me a comfort feeling, a comfortable feeling. Because I know they got it, or I know I got the, you know, I see it in the business accounts when you do the payroll. You know, you see the confirmation, and you see it come out with the confirmation from, you know, from the federal government and from the state. And like I said, it makes it a little easier, you know.
Yep, no doubt, of course.
Yeah, so anyhow. And then, all right, so I got to ask the question. They have got to be buried right now because, again, they're, I'm reading about how long it's taking them to deal with calls, deal with letters. They've got to be further behind than they've ever been before. I just can't see how they're going to, you know, dig themselves out of this.
Well, I actually have an article in my newsletter this month that's coming out here in just a day or so that talks about that very issue. As far as the tax returns themselves, the IRS is actually digging out, but they're still buried by, you know, roughly 1 billion unprocessed tax returns that date back. Some of them date back as many as 2 years now, although they've caught up on most of that because, you know, during the COVID shutdowns of 2020, they just got so buried. But it's not just those. There are 5 or 6 million pieces of mail that are still backlogged. And when I say pieces of mail, I'm talking about incoming mail, people sending, you know, their letters and responses to the IRS. IRS has asked for a response, an explanation, documents, whatever. People respond to that. And these backlogs, Joe, are about 8 months long. All right? So it's taken them 8 months to go through the mail. But that's not even the worst of it. The worst of it is the identity theft cases. There's about 2.5 million, call it 2 million, identity theft cases in the IRS's administrative system right now, and they got a whole identity theft unit, and they are behind 1 year, Joe, in processing identity theft issues. Now, here's the problem with that. We're talking about tax refunds. Most of the identity theft people either have had their refund frozen by the IRS because of potential identity theft, or they've had the refund stolen by a third party, and now they're working with the IRS to try to get the money back from the agency, right? There's a year backlog in those cases. A year those cases are back. And how are they going to work out of that? I don't know. But that's where we're at with the backlogs.
Thank God. Again, you sit here and you think about all the money they've requested, the money they've asked for, and they can't keep up. I don't know if COVID set them. I mean, was it COVID that really set them behind that far, or have they always been kind of lagging a bit?
Well, they've always had problems, and you know, we've been talking within my tax professional association. I've got a group of tax pros, attorneys, accountants, and enrolled agents that we work together on problems resolution cases, and we rely on each other for help and guidance in our particular cases. And we've been talking about the broken IRS for 3 or 4 years before COVID. What COVID did more than anything else is created the mountain of tax returns that were not processed. And that was, of course, its own unique problem.
Wow. Yeah. And again, people just, you had talked about, now, by the time you come back on, maybe or not, we'll have passed tax season. We'll see what happens. But your biggest thing right now is that whatever you send to them, be it, whether it's by mail or not, you make sure you have some kind of return receipt. You make sure you have something that you can use to say, no, I sent it. Here's a copy of it. Here's my proof that it was sent. Correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that is so important. I'm working on a case right now of a guy who's accused of not filing his proper, foreign asset disclosures. And the IRS wants a penalty. Now, remember, there's no tax due on this stuff. All the tax was paid on the tax return. But the IRS is saying that he didn't file a particular form that had to be filed, which, of course, he did. He's got the proof of it. But, Joe, they want $725,000 for a penalty, not even a tax, a penalty in connection with this case. Now, the good news is we got the proof it was mailed. But I'm telling you, most people don't send things certified mail. They just drop it in the post office, and they think that, you know, I don't know what they think, but they think it's going to get there, and maybe even it does get there, but it just doesn't get processed properly. You have to have proof of mailing. Certified mail, U.S. priority mail with tracking, registered mail, or if you send your tax return through the electronic filing process, get the e-filing confirmation from your tax pro, not just the document authorizing your tax pro to e-file it. That's the e-filing authorization. That's not enough. You need the e-filing confirmation that comes back from the IRS's computer system that verifies that they received your submission and they've got an e-filing processing number right on the confirmation statement. That's what you need.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Again, people, the more paperwork you have, I know this is a pain. I hate paperwork. But the more proof you have, that you sent it, copies of what you sent, the better off you're going to be, the easier it's going to be for a guy like Dan to protect you. Dan Pilla, always appreciate the time you're there. TaxHelpOnline.com. Look, if you need any help from him, you go to TaxHelpOnline.com. You buy a book at any price point there. And I'll tell you what, every one of them will enlighten you. Every one of them will make you a bit smarter than you are right now this second. And then you get a 15-minute consultation with Dan. Dan, again, like I said, always a pleasure. Get better, my friend. God bless.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Yep. I'm Joe Mazzia, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You're stuck with me, and I'm far from done. Be back in a little bit.